we have lost a giant in the music industry, in the music and art. We have lost an icon of our culture, of our history, a calabash of wisdom, a man full of a sense of humor, a father, a loving father, a great advisor, a mentor to men, a mentor to generation, an icon to a nation. The man who entertained the nation, who also educated the nation, who gave wise counsel to the nation, a man who developed the nation. And that's Mutukudzi for you. He was everything to many people. He was all things to all people. He did everything that you would expect from a complete human being. He said everything that you would not expect from a person of his stature. He was a luminary, a great man on the continent, and indeed in the world, but he never showed that he was a man of elevated stature and great status in society.
What moments can you remember when you met Mutukudzi the man?
Well, I must say that I know during my young days with Lengmo Jongwe, we used to frequent Mutukudzi's place. He was a father to me in a very big way. And, you know, his son was a very... The same was a very close young man to me. Even during the burial, we did a lot to comfort, him and to comfort my Mutukudzi. For me, they were family. I remember at some point in time when we went to Pakarepa with my brother, to just pray with him. It was, jokingly saying that you are my pastor from now onwards. So those are the moments that I remember. You know, he was a man of a great sense of humor, but also a man who was very humble and feared God. I think, remember, he did a very powerful album, Matisharima, which was basically some of the hymns and some gospel music. Very... very powerful. The last time I actually had a chat with him was over the phone when he was not feeling well. In fact, he just said to Jesse, just today I meant to actually talk to him, but I only got to connect with him to through the wife, who then told me the unfortunate development. Very, very sad, but a great icon, a father, a mentor, an advisor, and a man who was full of love.
There are some Zimbabweans who are saying he must be declared a national hero. Of course, this is something that is very controversial in Zimbabwe. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, Tuku was an ambassador of the nation to many nations. He took our country and our flag, our culture, our traditions, our arts, our genre to South Africa, to DRC, the entire continent, to the United States of America, to far afield as China. Music is the world's language, the universal language of the world. His music was well received, across the boundaries, across tribes, races, and nationalities. So he was an ambassador of the nation to nations. He was also an ambassador of a generation. Him and my old man, Mukanya, Thomas Mapfumo, are some of the luminaries that I would say deserve to be given a pride of place and place of honor for the contribution that they have made, not just to the art industry, that would be to limit them. They've contributed to nation building, they've contributed to building families, building the society, peace building, national healing, but also they have contributed to resolving on some of the fundamental challenges at a domestic level. You know, too good seeing about domestic violence, seeing about families, you're seeing about, you know, violence in the domestic setting, you're seeing about social aspects, social spheres. So he was indeed a great man. You're seeing about even national politics, you know, giving wise counsel to those in leadership. Of course, you know, Mark Sakara was not meant to be political, but I think it was also good advice to all of us, wherever we are, that we must be able to accept, move on, and to, understand that when you grow old, you need to leave the task to younger generations. So if you are 75, for example, you don't need to waste your time to continue to be wanting to be a president at 85, you know. You need to leave it to a younger generation instead of just continuing to be a burden to the nation with your tired ideas. That is the kind of man we had. He would advise politicians, he would advise leaders, he would advise kids to change the clergy. So he deserves, I think, to be honored. Even if they choose not to put him as a hero, because I know that the Policy Bureau, because of our wicked way of selecting heroes, you know, you have a political party choosing a hero. That's a problem. We need an all-inclusive way, a board that is non-partisan, that is eminent persons in Zimbabwe from the clergy, from traditional leaders, from the various sectors of society, the civil society, who are able to come, you know, together and say, this man, this woman deserves to be honored as a hero or as a heroine. And I think Tuku is a hero to them. He might not be declared a hero in the sense of politics or in the sense of partisan declaration of heroes, but he's a hero to men, because heroism is not in the statutes of a political party. Heroism is in the hearts of citizens. And I can tell you that in the hearts of men, Tuku's heroism is uncontestable and indisputable.